you didn't want to come on time? Is that what you're doing?
Councilman, your picture was perfect.
I know, man.
You're trending.
Who did it? Who took the picture?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Your picture is trending.
You say mine, it's our picture.
Your.
First off.
They saw you and they were like, who is that guy?
Yeah, they were like, who's that small white kid in the picture? wearing a shirt that.
Thank you.
Pertaining to him.
Look. All right. So I guess.
We have no agenda.
Are we recording?
We are. I believe we're recording.
Audio.
Yep.
Oh, you didn't prepare anything? Okay. So, this is just a discussion.
Hey, buddy.
Right?
Yeah,
this
let's
is a
discuss.
Discussion. We'll call this a meeting. I guess we won't call it to order. Let's go around the
room. Call it to disorder.
let's introduce ourselves so we have it on record. Who's here? Thank you. Rockmon Johnson, City Council, District 14.
Good afternoon. Jimmy Peluso, City Council, District 7. And. Look at this.
Oh,
last
wow.
minute VIP popping in.
We have another council member
Man.
To welcome.
this really is disorder.
What is this microphone situation right here?
If only we had confetti when you walked in the room. It was like the whole room.
She
like,
is the confetti.
I'll take it anyway.
We also have, please introduce yourself.
Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman, District 10.
Thank you for being here and joining us, if you can, so we can announce the audience members so we know who all's here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gotcha. Thank you.
How many of you regret being here?
That's Brittany.
I've heard that our side of the fourth floor is much more fun. So the reason for this meeting is pretty simple, and we're going to keep it as brief as possible. I was reading Ray Charles's autobiography and did not realize that Ray Charles, while I did understand and knew that he lived in Jacksonville, I didn't know exactly where it was. And I'm somewhat of a nerd and reader, and I also hope that the administration will be certainly a part of this. But we understand that he lived in downtown Jacksonville, and we found the actual address, which is ironically near the Clara White Mission, of where he lived. And it's just a small part of the street. And Councilman, it's in your district, just outside of the gate of La Villa School of the Arts, and it dead ends there. And so the proposal is to name that area of the street Ray Charles Plaza. Cherry, is that correct?
Ray Charles Plaza.
Plaza, right.
No, not place, Plaza.
Place. Okay. I know there was some
the ordinance. Policy does not allow for those types of names, the plaza and something else. So place would be an appropriate identifier.
So we would name it Ray Charles Place. I think based on the auditor's office, that we would not have to pay based on the ordinance for the renaming. Is that correct? Right. Correct.
It's on a portion of church, not the entirety, but
but where the school is and right there on that.
Like church
block.
In Jefferson? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like a small block. It's a cul-de-sac. I think it would be good for
behind those.
I got
two
you.
Houses.
So
Volunteers of America.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct. Right behind those. One of the houses that will be for James Weldon Johnson.
Okay.
Yes.
So right, you're talking right here.
Exactly right there. That little cul-de-sac.
Just that little. All right, cool.
Just that part of the street. And we could see, you know, about getting a historic marker, maybe putting some kind of art there. But I think it would tie in to what DIA is doing with the. I know Councilwoman Pittman and I served on the La Villa Gateway Project Board before. I got elected, and thanks to you, I was invited to be a part of that. And so what we are looking to do, maybe it could tie into this whole entertainment and La Villa aspect of downtown. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to make sure you and I talked about it to see what you thought about it and of course, hopefully have your support since it is certainly in your district.
Just for historical, the Wynn Hotel, which is behind where he lived, that used to be rails on the outside. They used to call them the Rails of Hope. And that's where he used to play downstairs in the Wynn Hotel. So, you know, he got, they dismissed him from the school because he wanted to play, because he could just hear, but his mm-hmm. teacher wanted him to play a certain way. And he decided he didn't want to go there anymore because, you know, she was kind of hammering him. But that's how he got discovered at the Wynn Hotel, and they called the rails outside the Rails of Hope.
That's
a perfect location.
And I'm hoping that in this space, too, Councilman and Councilwoman, that we could find not only a way. I know there's another city, I think it's Greenville, Florida, where they have a statue. I'm not looking to do a statue, but I hope we can eventually find a way to do some kind of significant art piece. Right, there's the statue. And
enhancement's coming up.
And their enhancement, which is something artistic related. Can
well,
you pass that
that's
see
the
it?
Statue.
May I speak to this real quick?
Please, please.
So, A, yes, I'm very much supportive of this. B, I do want to talk with Ennis Davis, with Adrian, with some of the folks that are a part of the La Villa Heritage Trail project, just to make sure that this kind of meshes what they're looking at. For all I know, they have something specifically planned for that little street. Maybe, right? But if not, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah. And we sat on the – I mean, I am now an ex officio of the board, so
Adrian,
I know they don't.
I don't know if you've seen the plan, but he submitted a plan where we could see, and that would definitely fit
excellent.
Directly.
Excellent.
That. Yeah.
I am – this is a very funny picture of this kid. That'd be like me doing that. So –
you cheered?
I do think we should also talk with Diana Donovan. With the Cultural Council, based on the mayor's budget, they are getting an extra stack of cash. I believe that's the proper terminology. So I believe they are getting a pretty decent increase, and I am the liaison to the Cultural Council as well. So this is something that I really want to talk to her about, because it would be good, whether it's a plaque, whether it's an actual statue, whether it's a picture or an image. I think that's not only appropriate, but a phenomenal use of
those funds.
Yeah, of those funds.
And let's talk about it. Like, I don't want to see another, while if that happens, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I don't want to see another statue, but some uniquely artistic.
I'm not always a big statue guy. Hell, I want to take down a statue or two.
That's a whole nother meeting.
That's a different meeting. But, you know, like that, you know,
yeah.
Buy-in from the community. I'm not, by no means am I an artist. By no means do I know what's in the best interest of members of the community, and maybe even those that saw him play live. I'm sure there might be a person or two alive in the city that had been there. So we know for a fact. There's no question about it. He lived.
Let me read this to you. This is in the words of Ray Charles. There were lots of sounds around Jacksonville in 1945 and 1946, and I heard them all. It was the first big city I ever lived in. I was pretty close to the center of things, staying with Fred and Lena Mae Thompson at 752 West Church Street, right near downtown. Now, Lena Mae's sister, Louise, we called her Big Sister, was Mary Jane's close friend. And that's how I was introduced to the family. They were kind, considerate people who took me into their home right there. I was one of their own. Those are the words of Ray Charles when he specifically gave us the address of where he lived.
Okay, first off, you need to host a podcast or do,
oh,
or be a or be a book.
Oh, Jimmy, you ain't seen him,
right?
Oh,
like, that,
y'all are so dramatic,
man.
That was insane. But those are his words.
Big lights on.
Those are his words, and so the beauty of this is we don't have to really, whereas we still are going to do the research, and sure. Thank goodness for the auditor's office and for the council, OGC, that have done the research to corroborate this. But we do realize that this is what was said, and he fondly thought of this area. And I think it's obviously it's a great way to honor a great American. But even more importantly, as we begin to do the work of revitalizing downtown Jacksonville and bringing more people down, this ties into the work that we have been doing for the past, I'll say, Councilwoman Pittman, has it been, I was just going on the fact that we were on the Civil Rights Task Force together, which kind of started that work, and then it moved into sitting on the La Villa Gateway Project. And so it's years of work, and I think this would just be a great connection to that as we do more, because we're working to make Jacksonville destination mm-hmm. friendly, as opposed to just, hey, come downtown and then leave.
I do have kind of two thoughts that I want to make. The first is that it really is ironic that he said, I lived next to downtown. For La Villa to be considered not downtown, that's how robust and how dense our city was at one time, and how distinct La Villa was, both in terms of redlining and, of course, in terms of...
I was going to say, it had nothing to do with where downtown was. Sure, it had to do with the color of the people that were in the space. Sure.
But, today, I think we'd say, hell, all of downtown now includes Brooklyn, right? I mean, that's what our downtown looks like.
We have mm-hmm. a new La Villa and the old La Villa.
Yes.
And so where he is, which is the old La Villa,
mm-hmm.
And nothing has really been done for a musician, I would say, in that area at all.
So the other thing I wanted to bring up, especially because we're talking about La Villa, is I want to make sure both of you are aware of some of the actions that have been taken recently involving some of the projects that may be touching La Villa. Have you both been hearing about this Daily Place gas station stuff? The Daily Place gas station and potential brewery? So certainly so. I just kind of want to make sure both of you are aware of kind of where it stands now, and that if they're – I think we all care about La Villa for different reasons, right? I mean, For me, I just want to be the best council member that I could be. I know that I'm so different than the residents who had lived there for so many years. So I never want to be an interloper, but I want to be a good representative of the district and of the needs of the community. And I think we want to make sure that whatever projects are being done in the La Villa area, that it's heavily vetted by the community and that it's appropriate to not only the needs of those living there now, but the needs of those that will live there in the future. So I just kind of want to make you guys aware that if we do more meetings involving whether it be stuff with DDRB, I know JTA wants to do a project out there as well. That kind of got held back a little bit this last go around. But I hope that you two could also be kind of involved and sort of back I don't want to say back me up, because that's not the appropriate way to put it. But like, you know, both of you are so much more aware of what had been in that neighborhood decades ago, generations ago, and the legacy that it leaves. And we want to make sure that we're building good projects and doing the right things for those that live there now and will live there in the future. So just, you know, we've got, as I come into this city council district, I want to make sure that a lot of things that get done in this area kind of go through me early. And I hope that I can kind of rely on you two to kind of come in as well and say, yeah, we don't love this. We have an opinion about this too, you know, Councilman Peluso, and bring it to our attention.
To just have you say that you care and that you want it to come through you, because for many years that wasn't the case, mm-hmm. right? And so stepping out of city council, I'm now CEO.
I think you got to sit over there if that happens.
Let me sit here. Can't keep up with that. But the African American history in that community, especially on all of the corners, are very significant. A lot of the buildings have been torn down, and for you to come in to say, you know what, I care, because what matters to the businesses here and some of the residents that are still in close proximity matters to you. And that's important, because with all the development from the very beginning, that wasn't really the case. And so I just want to say thank you for, you know, standing in the gap and making sure that this piece of history will not be gone, you know, and then after we leave or after you leave, that it will continue to go on and be very intentional about keeping our history alive. And so that means a lot to me as a councilwoman and as a CEO of the Colorado Mission.
And I hope that to echo on what the councilwoman and the CEO have just said, I'm really honored. There were a lot of people, and I'll go on record with saying it, because of the fact that District 7 for so long has been represented by an African American. There were a lot of people who came to me, and I'm sure have come to you. It was like, wait a minute, we got a white person representing. I'm going to say it. It's been said. And I can't say more so than ever that you are, if there is a term, aracial. You have worked to make sure that our community as a whole is represented. ironically, I represent just the opposite kind of side, kind of the community. But I hope I'm doing the same for my constituents to make sure that everybody is represented. But I'm very thankful and appreciative to have you in this seat. And I want to say something else in addition. I don't know where it exists because District 7 is obviously not my in my purview, but like Genevieve's Hall, as well as the shotgun houses that are in the area, I hope, this is just my put out there, but I hope that there are some development efforts that we can use so that we can realize, you know, not just having a gate around shotgun houses, but making, you know, possibly having it where that can be some destination. And Genevieve's Hall, if I don't know what we can do with it, but it's the great bones that's just sitting there. So
I can tell you that I've already been approached by someone who has an excellent reputation in our city.
Nice.
Is a jazz musician himself, highly accomplished. And he's like, we need to talk about redeveloping that. And I think he has some support.
Love it.
So I think that's definitely something that we could see in the future.
Awesome.
Because you're right. I mean, as I drive by those shotgun homes, I just think of who lived here. You know, 100 years ago.
And it was actually good. It was not the ghetto. It was,
No. Yeah.
It was upscale.
Yep. You had the rail car right there. I mean, that was Black Wall Street for City of Jacksonville. Yes. And you know, unlike so many other cities, we fell to the notion of urban renewal. And urban renewal just meant we destroy and get rid of the past to try to build something that looks nothing like it. And it's a real shame. But we're now in office, and we can correct it.
Thank you. Cherry, let me ask you, next steps for us. What do I, the councilman, councilwoman, anyways, what do we need to do next?
So the next steps are, first of all, I wanted to make sure the legislation will be introduced by the three of you, right?
That's fine.
Council,
yes, ma'am.
And so the next step is that, as you already know, we found that there is one property there that will need to respond, whether they consent or object to the proposed street renaming. And if you wanted to reach out to them, you're allowed to do that, but the city will send out their official notification.
And yeah.
It was just that property owner.
The Volunteers of America.
America.
Yeah. Oh. And I've literally, so in full disclosure, I went to every one of the units there, knocked on the doors, walked it around, talked to the people.
Right.
Yeah.
You're good to go on that. And so it's like 60 days, but maybe because those are the only property owners, it probably will not take the entire 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, it will go to the 911 committee, and then after that to the Historic Preservation Commission. So they will give a history on that portion of Church Street, and I'm sure they will probably talk about the La Villa aspect as well. So after that, then we'll get the legislation filed after it goes through that process, and then we're ready to go. So that's pretty much it.
I would love for us to do some type of celebration.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Yeah, I know. You
going to
sing? You singing too?
I'm going to leave that to Carrico and Paluso.
If you want me and Kevin to sing, the crowd will disperse quickly.
But no, we would do some kind of celebration to really to tune it up. And hopefully, who knows how long, you know, it'll take, obviously, with all the committees and what have you. But maybe during the time, I know those I know you were a part of that. We talked about the funding that's there for Lift Every Voice and Sing Park. Since it's so close, maybe our things can. Absolutely. At La Villa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we can find some way for it to all coincide, which helps to bring and keep people downtown. Yeah.
Once it gets approved by the city council, you guys, and then the mayor signs off on it, then what happens is the planning department gets with the Public Works Division, Traffic Engineering, because they will install the new street sign. And usually the applicants have like some type of ceremony. You're very familiar with the council member. You know,
yes.
You can have a ceremony at that time.
Yep.
If they don't respond within 60 days, you know, not just for this street but other streets, do we consider that, your opportunity to object is over and we'll consider that a consent?
It is considered consent.
Okay.
If they fail to respond, it is deemed a consent.
Cool. Yes. That'll be good for future streets that I'm thinking about.
Oh, well, that's it for me. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to being able to celebrate one of our great Americans. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
La Villa.
Right here in La Villa. Thank you.
Nice.